Hey, welcome to another episode of Inside the Mind of a Blurred, and I am Scuba Steve. This week, we got a small group this week. Everybody decided they was busy. But we have the normal Double O always here on time.
Yep.
Shout out Double O. And then this week, we are joined by a Wild J,
Lee Trey. Face that.
Nigga, I ain't been here in about 6 months, but he back. Let's go.
That's a fact. What's up, man?
Hey, we all know he been in the gym. We know that.
Yeah, that, on some real shit. Nigga was shooting in the gym for real.
Believe that. Competition April 27th, so I'm in the middle of prep. And yeah, man, it's a nice flow to kind of compete, but you know, I'm still a creator, bro. You know what I'm saying? I gotta do shit. I'm still hip hop, man. You know?
So what kind of competition is it? Just like a strongman competition, or is it like a deadlift competition?
So this is a powerlifting competition, particularly Powerlifting America, which is a subsidiary of the International Powerlifting Federation. This is like your world, like powerlifting, like level type stuff. This is our first Georgia meet in Powerlifting America. On top of that, this is kind of like the first qualifier for Worlds and Nationals next year. So it's like kind of like a big one in a sense, but also just to kind of get the season started for us. Some people may know it, but USAPL, or the United States of America Powerlifting League, that used to be part of the IPF, they separated back in 2021, and IPF said we got to have some type of federation for the U.S. to get in, so they made Powerlifting America. Powerlifting America is like the WWE of like powerlifting for us, or UFC. Mm-hmm. So like lights is big, screens, all type of stuff. They just signed a big deal with CBS for like $3 billion for the next 12 years. And, you know, it's a growing sport. But yeah, it's like strongman, but not like with logs and shit. So it's just squat, bench, deadlift. You get three lifts each. The goal is to go 9 for 9, go as heavy as possible, win your weight class, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to be fun, man. It's my first one ever. But on top of that, it's just, you know, I like to compete. I play football, I play basketball, so I like to compete. And this is something different. So it's fun, man. But, hey, you know, support the kid April 27th. I'll shoot the link out eventually.
So it'll be on you'll be able to
it'll be on YouTube, yeah. On YouTube, CBS Sports, or Paramount Plus. It'll also be on what's it? YouTube, CBS, Paramount, and there's an app called Lifting Cast that you'll be able to watch it on there too, like on the go. So but you can choose whatever medium you want to choose. You'll be able to watch it on the go anyway. So YouTube will probably be the easiest one.
Okay. I'm definitely going, bro. Send the link out, and I'll be there, bro. You already know it.
Yep. Hey, look, I wouldn't know if y'all was there or not. Just say some shit in the chat.
You know, I'm going to screenshot it and then fucking post it and be like, there go that nigga. Be like, I'm in here. Just you know that I'm here. So
we just let you know. Both Wallen in the comments throwing out the hard ER. So.
bro, listen. Yo, they be getting mad about that shit, bro. They be like, who is that? I'll be like, nah, it's all right. I don't know who it is. I don't know these people, bro.
I don't know these niggers.
I don't know these niggers. Nah, I'm just playing. But I appreciate it though. And anybody else that wanna like, you know, pull up, just you know, stay tuned to the socials and all of that. It Mob will definitely post it, Shogo High will post it. I know Chaotic Culture will post it too. It's just something different where, you know, shout out to my boy Ashura, man. You know, Drift and Lift, the deep voice, you know, demon voice himself. He just did his first one. So we in the same league. He just a different weight class. So,
I was about to say he's going to be in it. I definitely want to see that shit.
Yeah, he's strong as hell, man. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, he's in a different weight class as me. Like, I'm in a 93 kg, so I'm like 205 pounds, 205.1. He's in the 100 and I think 15 kg or 120 kg. So he's close to 300 pounds. So different league.
That nigga too fucking strong.
Facts. Deep ass voice.
nigga, you got to reload on if he start.
Ain't no fighting him, bro.
I got to reload. Double O, what's been up with you, bro? What's been up with you in the lately?
I'm like, for me, it's, see, you got Jay. He busy with the gym. I'm like, for me, it's been school because for one reason and one reason only, I had the weird luck of having two unorganized professors. So that shit is
the worst.
Anxiety driving, bro. Like, and we're doing, for both classes, we're essentially doing a final paper, which, I mean, we're working on throughout the class. But I'm like, we're doing like a 15-page final paper, and it's like pulling teeth, man. Just on the instruction, like not the paper itself, like getting the instructions for the paper for how to do each part was just like pulling teeth. And I'm like, bro, we shouldn't, we adults, like we like this sound like some high school shit.
Bro, like so, being unorganized with it, having an unorganized instructor is like crazy, bro. I hate
this shit. Yeah, so that sucks because essentially I'm like, so it's one of the things, shout out to my wife, she did this last semester, like when you get an unorganized professor, the best thing you could do is essentially like redo the syllabus so that when you look at it, you're like, I get the information that I need immediately. I don't need the fluff. Mm. Like, give me the dates when things are due. And yeah, that's about, yeah. And how to contact you. Like, those are the most important things that you need. So aside from that, on watching stuff, what am I? I'm trying to think, like, what am I actually watching right now? So a lot of stuff came to Netflix. So Brooklyn Nine-Nine came to Netflix, I believe all seasons. My wife and kids. So me and my wife are, one of our background binges that we're doing is my wife and kids. We both loved it growing up, but I don't think we ever saw it chronologically.
Yeah.
Like, we know bits and pieces. Like, we know what happens in the way later seasons, but, like, we never, I think, saw it, like, episode after episode. So it's our background binge. A couple of things that we're looking to see that we haven't seen yet. So I haven't seen the Avatar series, and I know that's getting mixed reviews. It's probably going to get another season because the mixed reviews aren't bad.
Yeah, I think the show is fine, bro. But like,
people are
like stands. Yeah.
The show is all right. It's watchable as hell.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like, that's why I'm like it. As far as mixed reviews, people are giving it like 7 and 8. So I'm just like, that's not horrible.
It's not. Mm-hmm. I give it personally a 7.5. It's watchable, man. I enjoyed it.
So we have that on the horizon to watch. And I don't think what other thing that I want to watch? Haven't seen the Marvels yet, so I kind of want to watch that. I know it's on Disney Plus as well. Mm-hmm. Reading wise, I just caught up for most of the ongoing mangas that I'm reading. So I caught up on Undead Unluck. I'm caught up on One Piece. I'm caught up on Dragon Ball Super, Kaiju number 8. Shout out to Rob. I'm missing one. And I started actually reading Food Wars. So I've watched Food Wars. It's fucking hilarious. But I started reading it now. And I'm a couple chapters in. So I'm like, that's one of my ongoing reads. So that's where I'm at as far as like manga, watching stuff and
I didn't even say what the hell I was doing. This is a good point.
Yeah.
even though I'm in the gym, Soul Eater the Dub has been really, really speaking to me. I don't know what made me go back into it. That's really a good show. So I don't know why people hate Soul Eater. I've read the it. It has to be. I don't know what it's
called. It's the ending, bro.
It's funny because you say Soul Eater, I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm also reading through Fire Force. I'm more than halfway spoiler. Done. Yeah. No, I'm not going to say nothing. No. I'm not going to say nothing. Yeah, I'm reading it. I know the big spoiler, like that it is a prequel or related to Soul Eater. I know that.
Yeah, shout out to the Sun and Moon, man.
Yeah. Because yes, I'm like, there was way too many. So, I mean, the fact that they literally showed the silhouette of death in like enough, where I'm up to, like it was crazy to begin with. I'm like, oh. Mm-hmm. So he's part of this somehow.
Bro, like,
but, yeah.
Soul Eater, I haven't read it. You said you already read it, Jay. But, like, mainly the reason why I get bad reviews is that ending, bro. Like, the ending was rough. But they said the ending for the read is a completely different ending. So a lot of people say it's more enjoyable if you read it instead of watching it.
That makes sense, though.
Me that personally, I watched Avatar. I watched like the first four episodes or whatever, and I think it's fine. I don't think it's bad, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think it's like magnificent where you got to get up and watch it right now. But like, it's
not. What are you talking about?
Avatar. On Netflix, yeah, the live action. Like, it's not bad, bro. It's like, to me. But then I've seen people like tearing it up, like talking about that shit was whack as fuck and all this other shit. And I'm like, bro, y'all are dragging it. It's not that. It's not like that to me at all.
My thing is, you're never going to get, I think that's one of the things, there's no show, even One Piece, that did a really good job, right? That's why, but they obviously, like, they cut out a bunch of stuff. They sped up through certain things. And even the One Piece live show wasn't, like, it was great. Don't get me wrong. But you're never going to get a shot for shot. And I feel like that's the issue with people when they're translating stuff over to live action. I'm like, yo, some stuff just doesn't transfer over well, one. Two, to literally do a shot for shot just never makes sense. That's more so like if they were thinking of doing, because you have to think of the actual logistics, right? For as much as they're just like, yo, we would love to do a shot for shot, just, and I'm like, the actors, you think they're gonna want to play a role for 35, 40 years? Yeah. No, that's not happening.
So you have to speed it up. You have to speed up some of the process, but even then. If I got a live action adaptation of something and it was word for word like the anime, what's the point of me watching the live action?
You're talking about Death Note, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Death Note is trash. No. But I'm saying, like, I'm saying a few differences is cool. Like the One Piece live action, they had a few differences and stuff, and it was cool. But like if that bitch was spot on, like word for word and shit like that, what's the point of watching the live? Like if it's gonna be spot on and word for word,
and do the live act supposed thing. To give a different perspective, if anything. This is why I enjoy One Piece, and I'm mad that One Piece started this whole thing. Like it's been out of control. Even Naruto's coming, and I'm a Naruto nigga, but I can't. I don't want it to happen. I don't want it. I don't want it. I'm not asking for that. So
I feel like Naruto also ended recently. Still, like right. In the recent, like.
Not even, you know,
yeah, let it rest a little bit. But speaking of the Avatar stuff, I know also that because I read and I actually own the two Kiyoshi books. Cool, she goes ham. One of my favorite Avatars. But the really crazy stuff is that the two books for Yang Chen by the same author had recently came out, and they're just like, oh my god, they didn't know she was crazy. Like she murks people mercilessly. So now more people, for as much as people really wanted a Kiyoshi like movie or like miniseries, now everyone is like hopping on like wanting Yang Chen and her whole story, because she, for an airbender, for an air nomad, supposed to be peaceful and stuff, she was ruthless to the point where was it Roku that came after her? Let me see if it's, if I remember correctly, the cycle is air. Is it air, fire, earth, water?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no! Wait, air. It's supposed to be air, water. Because Katara. What's her name? Korra came after Aang.
Yeah, Korra came after. So it's a cycle with the Airbenders. Avatars, right?
Yeah. So I'm like, did Yang Chen come before Kyoshi or after? I think it'd be before, sometime before. Right, Roku was in between. Yeah, that's what it was. So it's air, fire, earth, water, right? No, whatever. She came before Kyoshi is what I know. That's what I know for sure. And they were like, the Avatar that came after her had literally nothing really to do because she was so ruthless that they were just like, oh, fuck, the Avatar's back.
Bro. Like,
so I haven't read it. So I'm hoping to get those two books myself and read them. So,
yeah, I was about to ask because Madam Web bombed. I think no surprise, we all thought that was gonna happen, right? Opening weekend, I think it made like $4 million, which is insane. That it only made $4 million in the opening weekend for a movie premiere. But it's a side character movie and you're trying to make it work without the main character. So I kind of wanted to do this thing where we built a movie, but you know, the pod mates ain't here, so we'll do that another time. But I do want to do this. Let's do a gimme 10 of best side characters. Y'all want to do an anime? Y'all want to do an anime?
Okay. So before we even get to that, can we just speak real quick on that Madam Web debacle? So not the actual movie itself. That's not what I want to talk about. So I'm going to need actors, and I know this is going to sound shady because obviously I don't know their circumstance. I understand sometimes you just got to do things for a check. But if you did take anything away from Robert Pattinson, he said for as much money as the Twilight movies made, that shit stunk up his career for a hot minute. Because it wasn't necessarily the, like, it sold off of like tweens, teens, and like single moms. Like type, like really into the fantasy genre and stuff like that. And I'm like, and here's the funny thing. I read them. I read all that shit myself. The books were good. The movies were okay. But one of the things that he said that always stood out to me was just like, not every movie is worth the check, like the quick check. And I don't, first of all, I didn't even know because it was the actress that played Madam Web. Was that Dakota Johnson? Dakota Johnson. And I'm just like, I don't know what she was doing before that, but I'm like, Did you need to check that bad? That like,
and she says she probably is never going to do another like superhero type movie anyway. She didn't even want to do it. Her agents just told her that this is the move to make and blah blah blah. So she just went on and did it.
She should fire all of them.
She did. She fired her whole team.
Good.
She fired her whole team after that. But it was just like, what made you think? Like, even if your agents and them said whatever. Like, when you read that script, there was no flash going off like, nah, this ain't it, or what?
But not even that. I would have been, can't you do, even as an actor, because, again, one of the things that I love doing, you know, being into, like, the writing side of things, it's like, even as an actor, you can stand back and see whether or not this is going to work. Like, how crazy or whatever does it sound? And I've seen, like, an interview, like, with, I think it was Ethan Hawke, because he was offered, he was offered Will Smith's role in Independence Day first. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, that sounds silly because it's a movie about aliens or whatever. And look, it was a box office hit for Will. And he was like, for him at the time, it seemed silly. But Will was able to look at it and look back and go like, you know, this is fly. Like, this will work.
Hey, Will done passed
that nigga did too in an alien movie shit. Man,
yeah, bro. You know, he said Will Smith said that he almost turned down Men in Black because he had already did Independence Day, and he was like, I don't want to be typecasted as the nigga that
fights. As the alien dude, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he said he didn't want to do it. And he said Steven Spielberg had to fly him out himself and be like, nigga, I want you to do this movie. But he said, like, he said he wasn't going to do that shit because he didn't want to be the alien nigga, pretty much.
That makes sense. So, yeah. So go back to what you were saying. You said you wanted to do a Give Me 10 for sidekicks? Give Me 10. I don't know what you
were sidekicks. Yeah, let's do sidekicks. So do y'all want to do just anime? Do y'all want to do across fiction? Do y'all want to do
both
cartoons?
Yeah, we'll do both.
Do both? Okay. So first let's do anime and then we'll do across fiction in general. So the way that, you know what I'm saying, we do usually we give me 10, bro. The first five is the absolutely safe picks that we all can agree on. And then we kind of just throw in names in the hat for them bottom five. But for the first five, I mean, best sidekick number one, that's a lock-in for me. I think Zoro, is we all agreeing on this?
Yeah. Come on,
that's, bro. That's
okay, so Zoro, we saying Killua and Vegeta? Are those lock scenes?
I'm like, you know what? After expanding my anime palette a little bit, and I'm huge Vegeta fan. Let's say Vegeta for a little bit. Let's not lock him in yet.
Okay.
I want to say, what's her name? I'm trying to remember what her name is. Because she is a supporting character, like a sidekick. Even though technically she could be considered main too. It's the sniper support person from Kaiju number 8. I forget what her name is.
I haven't read Kaiju number 8.
Oh.
Jay, you read it?
So let me see. 00 is kind of right, though.
I'm trying to remember what her name is. I mean, she's one of the main ones.
I can't forget. I don't remember her name. I know you're talking about, though. Yes.
Yeah.
It's true. Sniper. It's true. I agree. It's. Yeah.
I think she'll definitely lock in for it, though.
I don't know if the lock would be there yet. It's like the same Vegeta conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, let's just throw her in the bottom five. In the
ring, for sure.
Yeah. In the ring. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I would also say,
I'll find her name at some point.
Sidekick wise, some people might not think of her as a sidekick, but like, homegirl from Naruto. What's her name?
Why was I about to say Sakura?
Sakura? Yeah, she's technically a sidekick, bro.
That's, so would you say Sakura, or would you say
is she a sidekick or a support?
Probably both.
Probably both.
Yeah, probably both.
Probably both. I'm only speaking from OG. I'm not speaking from Shippuden. Because I mean, she played the sidekick role. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that makes sense. Yeah.
You know, because if you talk Shippuden, I mean, obviously niggas wouldn't be alive. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's, I think Shippuden support regular OG sidekick.
Sidekick. Yeah, I agree with that. So regular Naruto, Sakura, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll do Sakura. Sakura, Killua, Zoro for sure. Okay. Who else? So the way that I feel about it, Fullmetal Alchemist, the Elric brothers, it's both of them, but are we going to put Alphonse? Because if that's the case, I think that's a lot.
Putting them both as sidekicks?
You call them both sidekicks, though?
No, not both of them. Because I feel like the story revolves around both of them. But I guess Alphonse would technically be the sidekick.
I mean, technically, the story technically is about Alphonse.
It is, yeah.
that whole story was because of him.
Right.
So it's like,
he was good. He was like, I'm good in this body. Like, you don't got to do nothing, bro. And he's like, nah, I got you, fam. And then we got the whole journey.
So that's why I'm wondering, does he count as a sidekick, or would they just both be the MC?
Because I'm like, technically, Edward would be the sidekick.
Damn, reverse.
Nigga, if Edward is the sidekick, then he's an automatic lock-in to me.
Yeah, he would be.
Because I feel like they both are the MCs, low-key.
Yeah, I mean, they're the brothers, the Eldritch brothers.
I'm going to just throw, I'm going big three. I'm going to just throw his ass out there. That nigga Chad from Bleach, bro.
That nigga Chado.
Like, sidekick. Yeah, I think that whole, and I'm definitely stray away from teams eventually, because, you know, you got Team 7, you got the fucking Straw Hats. Because technically Sanji would be a sidekick, quote unquote, because he was one of the first original. Nami would be, quote unquote, a sidekick. You got Orihime technically is a sidekick. You're for sure. Like, sidekick to Urameshi would be, you know, Kuwabara, like,
yeah.
It's those things. So it's like, some of the teams, I think, is an automatic given. But like, to kind of throw it out there, I mean, Death the Kid's two guns, bro. Great sidekicks.
Bro, that shit is fire.
Good sidekicks.
If that's the case, I would say Soul, though.
Soul, for sure. Yes.
Agreed. Soul would be the one for me.
I think he might be the best sidekick of the series, duh. But
yeah.
But yes, I agree. I think Soul's Soul's a lock.
Yeah, for me. Soul would make sense.
Soul's a lock.
Fair enough.
I'm like, who else can I think of? Chainsaw Man, Pochita. You can't do nothing without him. So.
True.
That's it. Nigga, I would throw this wrench in there. How do y'all feel about Pikachu being best sidekick?
Is Pikachu a supporting character or sidekick?
Or, is Pikachu the main character?
Right. Or Ash the supporting character?
Ash the supporting character to me.
I would say Pikachu, possibly. Are we doing Nezuko?
Nezuko's the main character. Tanjiro's the side character.
Really?
Yep.
If you think about it, the story ain't about him.
The story ain't about him at all.
It's about getting Nezuko back, right? You're right.
You know, technically, I'm not going to get into it, but I'm like, he was a disappointment as well.
Ooh, be quiet. Don't do
talk
that.
About it. Talk don't about it.
I can't talk about it. I read the whole manga.
Oh, damn.
Don't do that, bro. That's my guy, man.
I'm like, whenever everybody gets done with it, whether they're even, I respect the people who are, so a lot of people are waiting for the anime to finish. So I'm like, once that is everything is complete, I would love to have that conversation with people because, staying away from what I just said, there's also the stupid ass romantic side of things with his sister and what's his face, Zenitsu. Stupid as fuck, and everyone that I've talked to was just like, "Why the fuck did they do that?" It made no sense.
I gotta find out now. So we got Zoro, Killua, Sakura, Soul, and Chad. Are those our five locks for sure?
And part of me is like, I'll switch out Chad with Vegeta.
Yeah, I'll switch out Chad with Vegeta for sure.
Okay, so our five is that. So then we got Chad coming in. We got, let's see, we got Armin. Mm-hmm. Is Armin a good side? Or are we going to go with Mikasa as the better side? Because, I mean, we already know, to me, the best supporting character is Levi.
I was gonna say the same thing. I was like, we just gonna skirt by Levi, like he just ain't there, like two Christmas hams.
Levi is the best supporting character of the series for me for sure. But like, as far as like best sidekick side character,
I would give it to Mikasa.
Mikasa for sure. Yep, same.
All right, let's give Mikasa that nod.
My favorite thing was that, like, the thing of the their family, that they're fucking human titans. I love that shit.
Yeah, bro. Like, Attack on Titan writing was really, really fucking solid, and them niggas that was hating because of the ending is crazy. Like, that doesn't make sense to me at all. So we add Mikasa to the list, then we got Chad in there. So is Chad the supporting character or is he the sidekick?
Because that's the other part of me that's like, if Chad's in the conversation, couldn't we technically throw Orihime in there?
Yep, Orihime and what's the name? Ishin, whoever his name is.
Quincy. Yeah, the Quincy.
The Quincy.
Mm-hmm. I'm not really a bleach head like that, so that's going to be on y'all.
I'm trying to remember what his name is.
You know what? Quincy nigga more than Chad, for sure. 100%.
Yeah, so between probably Orihime and him, because Orihime's powers got way better when they amplified, yeah,
for sure.
Fair. Agreed. So how we feel about Bakugo?
Yeah, Todoroki first before him.
Yes, I was gonna say the same thing. I'm literally staring at my pop.
Yeah,
I got Todoroki in my background. Shout out to him.
Yeah. So I say definitely Todoroki before him, only because Bakugo technically, like, even though originally it wasn't canon for this, now Bakugo is like side main.
And that's the thing, because he's a rival, which would be, you know what I'm saying, kind of like Vegeta is the rival in a sense, even though they kind of made him the side character, like a Goku and Vegeta story. But really, the sidekick was Krillin.
See? So, because Gohan wouldn't be a side, it would be Krillin. Yeah. Krillin is Goku's best friend. That makes sense.
Yeah. So I think Krillin technically is the sidekick, but the rival turned into like best side. You know what I'm saying?
Being that the main story is revolving around Goku the whole time, I think, and he's always stronger than Vegeta. I think that does kind of like knock Vegeta down to sidekick. And again, I love Vegeta.
That's so, what I'm saying. They basically made him the sidekick, but like from Dragon Ball and stuff like that, it's really Krillin.
Yeah, but then Krillin is not active past Z.
He's
He's there.
He was active in the what?
in the movie.
What did he do? He cheered?
Got he cheered. He cheered so funny, bro. Set your ass up, though. Wow. This cheer is so disrespectful to that man, dog.
No, but I love he became up. Didn't he also become like the which is like shout out to him. I'm like, he did a lot more. He's the strongest human on Earth. But I'm like, he became, I think, like the chief of police or something, didn't he?
Yeah, like he won that call Goku and them niggas. Say, hey,
shit going come down. Get your boy.
But he was training again, remember too? Like in the movie, he was.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't fight per se, but you know. No, yes, he did. No, he did the little beam shit. At the end,
this? Yeah. Is this the Piccolo joint?
Yeah, that one, the recent one.
Oh, the Super Namek,
the new nigga,
the Beast Gohan.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Is that what it's officially called? I never knew that.
Yeah, his Beast form. I know because I caught up on the manga, and that's what he called it. He called it, this is my Beast form.
Beast form.
Okay.
So Gohan Beast.
No comment.
And I don't know what Piccolo's orange form is. I think he's just Fanta. Like, I don't
know. No comment. Piccolo's crazy. How about for me, I want to throw in the pot, Kamina from Gurren Lagann. Even though he's not there.
I was going to say he dead.
He is dead. And he dies pretty early, actually. He dies
early. Yeah, I was not expecting that.
Yeah, that shit caught me off guard. Because I just thought he was just going to be wounded or something. Like, when that nigga really was out of there, I was like, oh, damn. Dang, so yeah. I'm about to say, that's not enough. I don't think he got enough time. Damn,
I'm trying to think. What about what's his name from Mob? I don't know why I'm forgetting his name. The yellow-haired dude. Essentially his boss.
Oh, Reagan?
Reagan, yeah. But he, yeah. I mean, he is a sidekick, technically, but I don't know if we want to throw him on the list.
A sidekick that I do, hold that on, I just thought about. Y'all all seen Parasite, right? We've all seen Parasite, right?
Yeah, I have, for sure.
I believe so.
Migi, the fucking hand alien.
The hand.
I think that's a sidekick and or fucking Ninja from Afro Samurai.
Yes.
Okay, so
I don't know if it's better than the list that we got. Look at this list though.
So
what's the total?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We got 7. We got Zoro, Killua, Vegeta, Sakura, Soul, Mikasa, and then our Kensei or Chad, whatever we want to. Do for that 7. I would put Ninja, Todoroki, and are we doing? I don't know. So let's do Ninja. We're doing Todoroki. I forgot to add him in there. And then, so we said, you said Reagan. We got Reagan, Genos,
Migi. Oh, because of our conversation about Full Metal, why not throw Mustang in the ring as a sidekick?
As a side?
Roy as a side?
Dude, I think that's a good supporting character, but is he a side? No, I really think Alphonse should definitely be on this list. I'm gonna put one of the Ellick brothers.
You gonna just let the timeline figure that one out? Like y'all choose.
Like, cause I don't know. So I think that hold on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's actually 10 right there. So are we good with Zoro, Killua, Vegeta, Sakura? Soul, Mikasa, Ninja, Todoroki, one of the FMA bros, and then Chad or Ori.
I don't know why. Part of me feels like Chad needs to get the fuck up off this list.
Bro.
That's just my feeling. He's not a bad character. I do like him as a character, so let's get that out
the way. He's a supporting character, not a side character. I think in that, and same with low key, we could have that argument because a lot of niggas will say it's Sasuke is the sidekick, not Sakura.
Man, hell no. Sasuke had a whole
Sasuke was a whole villain.
He had a whole villain and he got his own pirate show. Fuck out of here.
I think, yeah, I would put him in that rival category with the Vegeta and Bakugo statement.
But see, it's specifically Johnny says Sakura from, it's not from Shippuden.
Yeah, you're right. From regular Naruto, OG Naruto too.
Right. So I think that's important to kind of like asterisk when you throw this list out.
Hey, yeah, hey,
Sakura, hey. Not from Shippuden.
Are we doing, let me see what other anime are we missing before I do this, put this out.
I mean, I could run through some animes, but then I'm like, you have what's his name from One Punch Man?
Genos.
Yeah, you said Genos.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Do y'all like Genos?
Genos over Sakura. I'll take that.
Ooh, now we talking.
To avoid controversy. I mean, for this episode, y'all can listen to me. Y'all come attack me on goddamn Twitter. And Jay on all fucking websites. That's fine. But
the Speedwagon Foundation.
Ooh.
I mean, that's literally the whole foundation for a lot of JoJo shit. Well,
yeah, it's Speedwagon, and then he's there for the remainder of JoJo's, pretty much.
Or what's his name?
What's the zip up nigga? Bruno?
Bruno, yeah. Bucciarati.
AKA Megan Bucciarati? It's crazy.
Megan Bucciarati. Talk about it. Megan Bucciarati. That's what really was.
I'm thinking about is it Jonathan Joestar? He ends up having the whip.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
I'll say Jonathan Joestar. He went from main to sidekick.
And he lasted for a while too.
He lasted till old. He looked like what people believe that like elderly Japan women look like. Like that's how old he got to be.
Hey. So
I was like, I remember seeing him. I think it was it in the journal? I think we saw him on a little boat, and he's just like real old and decrepit.
Bro, he lasted a while.
He lasted for he lived his whole life.
Yeah, we got to see that shit. I was like, I could go with that. I'll roll with Jonathan.
Yeah, I think that's a strong sidekick, right?
Let's do Jonathan as the last one.
Jonathan Joestar.
So that's our 10. So now, since we're doing both, because we're going to do cartoons as well. Cartoon sidekicks. Let's do them. Gerald, number one, lock in.
Dee Dee.
Dee Dee from Dexter's Lab. I'll lock that in. Let's lock in number five. True. Locking that in. Number five. Gerald, Dee Dee, number five. Who else?
Oh, we had to correct it. So the person I was thinking about was Joseph, not Jonathan.
Oh shit, Joseph.
It's Joseph Joestar. I wanted to make sure. I'm like, let me look at him, the older version, and I'm like, oh, it's Jonathan. I mean, Jonathan was the original, the OG. Joseph, I believe, was his son.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember that correctly, my wife would know. My wife loves JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Like.
I think he's like a grandson or something like that.
Grandson, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. But so, okay, we got Gerald, Dee Dee, number five.
Yeah, Joseph is the grandson. My bad. I was like jumping in my car. So, yes, Joseph is the grandson.
Joseph's grandson, yeah.
Yeah.
So, we got Gerald, Dee Dee, and number five as the three side for sure cartoons. Are we putting another? Oh. I would put Buster Baxter low key from Arthur. Because when I think of Arthur, I always think of Buster. But I don't know how y'all feel. Because I'm trying not to do like comic book cartoons, because if that's the case, Robin is an automatic, right?
Right.
But I'm trying not to do comic books cartoons, because they technically in their own lane.
Gurr from Invader Zim.
Gurr is fire. I will add Gurr for sure. Okay, so now do we put Pikachu?
Now do we trust Pikachu is nasty fucking words, bro. Funny as hell, man. Pikachu now a side character. Yeah, he's a side character, nigga. Yes. Ash Ketchum is the side character. Brock. Pokemon are the main characters, bro. So yes, agreed.
Top best sidekick from cartoons. Let me see. Let me look them up. Are we doing Pinky from Pinky and the Brain?
Are we doing Jerry from Tom and Jerry?
No. Yeah, you're right.
Or is Jerry not the sidekick?
Right, because technically these niggas' names are in there.
Right.
All right. So we try not to do comics because that's a whole different line if you ask.
What about Daffy Duck?
Which Ed is the sidekick from Ed and Eddie?
Bro, that's the same thing I was about to say. Is Bubbles the sidekick or is Buttercup the sidekick?
You know what? There's an answer to that question.
There's an answer. Okay.
So Blossom is the leader, 100%. I think the second one in charge, and this is being very, very biased a tad bit, I think the second one in charge is Bubbles. I think Buttercup is the sidekick. Buttercup takes the Raphael role. Like Ninja
Yes,
Turtles.
I agree. I agree on that.
Like, she's a rogue character. She doesn't really have a rogue character. Let me pronounce my words. She doesn't have she doesn't have to follow what Blossom says. She does what she want to do. You know what I'm saying? She just happened to be the badass of the group.
Okay.
And Bubbles' X Factor is her berserk mode.
Yep.
Bro, yeah, her berserk mode is cool.
And Bubbles is like a quintessential, I would say, not sidekick, but like co-leader in a sense, because sometimes Blossom gets unfocused and then Bubbles has to bring her back because she's the emotional one.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay.
Not to be deep about Powerpuff Girls. Shout out to Kales and them, but, you know.
So, I'll add Buttercup. Are we going to put in
Raphael from Ninja Turtles since we here?
Raphael? Okay. Ralph?
Patrick Starr
for sure. Mm-hmm. I would say Bender from Futurama. Kale is a human.
You're right.
Kale's
a human.
He's actually like human.
Damn.
Well, but okay. So you got Bender from adult cartoons. Bender from Futurama.
Yep.
Or you can do Brian from Family Guy.
I mean, is it Brian or is it
Stewie?
Is it Stewie?
Ooh.
Feel like it would be Stewie or Brian. That's a good toss up. That's a good toss up.
That's a nice little flip. I don't know. That was rough.
Yeah. Okay, so let's add Bender because I like Bender.
Bender for sure. Yes.
Honestly and truthfully, now that you said, I like Stewie as the side more than Brian. Like, I just feel like Brian, you know, man's best friend type shit, what they was trying to do with it. But Stewie just is the better character overall in general.
But how did he assist
Peter?
Peter, yeah.
He doesn't. Right. He really doesn't.
You know what I mean? Like Brian, technically, when you look at Family Guy, he has assisted Peter sometimes. He did go to the job and do shit. There were some things where he's
true.
But also Family Guy is one of those shows, kind of like how The Simpsons is, where everybody got their own little storyline. So
okay.
I don't know if we can really use any of them as sidekicks.
I don't really fuck with Brian like that. So I would let's keep him on the outside looking in for now.
Okay.
How about this one? The MC of the Boondocks is who? Because are we going Huey or Riley as the best sidekick?
Oh, I'm not gonna lie, when you said who's the MC, I was gonna be like Grandpa.
Bro, that should be okay. Let's say Grandpa is the MC. Let's say that. Who's the better sidekick?
Come on, Grandpa. I think if that's the case, more side charactery or support to Grandpa came from Huey.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Riley was anti all that shit.
He was anti everybody. if it wasn't for Riley, then low key, that was it.
Yeah, I would say Huey would be the sidekick then. If we're saying Grandpa is the main character, right? I would say Huey is the sidekick for sure.
Or it can be the same thing as the Full Metal Alchemist brothers. one of them, either Huey or Riley, and we just put it like that as the best sidekick. So what we got? We got number five, Gerald, DD, Gurr, Buttercup, Ralph, Patrick, Bender, Huey, or Riley.
We got one more now. We
got one more. All right, so you can do Skeeter Valentine. You can do
Real Black of you for that one.
Yes, sir.
but would that not be, since it's Women's History Month, would it not be old girl?
His sister?
Or
No. His sister. I mean, I give Women's History Month, but we got number five on here. That's enough. Number five.
Wow, he said that's enough. Wow.
Not like that's enough, but I'm saying like number five and Buttercup is like enough attitude to knock out all.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? To stand alone for everybody. Especially number five, bro. Number five is enough to stand alone on everybody. Low key might be the best side character. Oh, Chucky Finster.
For Rugrats.
Rugrats.
It's not a bad choice, actually.
Well, what about another throwback? Who would be the supporting character in Our Real Monsters?
Eliza. I think. Is it Eliza or is it the dude with the fucking eyeballs in his hand?
I think it's the eyeball, nigga.
Ooh.
But that's a toss up, too.
That is, because they're a trio. So when you got a trio, it's kind of hard to be like, who's the main.
Well, side. I mean, I feel like truthfully, the story behind Our Real Monsters is following Icarus, because his father was like a legend in the game, He was the prodigy. He was supposed to be the prodigy coming up after his dad.
True.
But he was a fuck up. So.
But he was a fuck up.
Okay, what about PJ from Goof Troop?
PJ?
Yeah, because
PJ would make sense.
Or we can go. I'm trying to think of like real. I'm trying to stick with, like I said, it's hard to not do comic book because that's all I can remember growing up as a kid was comic book stuff.
Nigga, okay, we skipping a major one. Let me just go ahead and break this shit down. In X-Men, okay. Cyclops the leader, the sidekick is Wolverine. Talk about
it. But see, that's the thing. I've been trying not to do comics because I'm like, if that's the case, Robin is an absolute.
So the fight with the X-Men thing is, which is, it's funny because they called it in the X-Men Evolution, because because if you remember in X-Men Evolution, Wolverine comes back, because this, it happens after the tiff that they have in the actual comics, and even back in 97, and they're just like, oh, you're back, or whatever. They're like, why don't you stay, or whatever. And one of the things that they got into a conversation with, I forget who was the X-Men they were explaining it to, and they were just like, things between him and Scott never worked out, and it got to the point where like Scott was the tactical leader and Wolverine was the in the field leader. So like he had more in the field experience.
When they did that, it was Nightcrawler.
Because I remember that's one thing I definitely remember. They were just like, yeah, them motherfuckers don't work well together.
I think if that's the context, then a technical sidekick that kind of really went with it all was Rogue. Not Rogue, but Jean Grey.
Jean Grey? Mm. Okay, so let's do it like that then. If we throw in comic books in there, let's eliminate some niggas now. Because now we have to put Robin in there.
We got to.
We got to put Jean in there. And then low-key, I don't know why.
You'd have to throw Bruce from Batman Beyond. How could you not?
That's a good point. Is definitely a side nigga.
Yeah.
Okay. So those three are definite then. And then I'll throw in Gerald DD number five for sure. So that gives us 1, 2, 3. That's 6. So now Patrick Starr is 7.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Are we still including Bender?
I think for Futurama, yeah, for sure. I think so.
And then I think we got to do Huey and Riley, or Huey or Riley. So that makes 9. So who is our 10th person?
Now that depends. Do you want to go comic or do you want to go cartoon?
Yeah.
Because we have a DC character, we got a Marvel character technically. If you dude, Jean Grey, or Wolverine. Pick your poison.
Okay.
Then you got your DC character with Bruce and or Robin, right? Then, hey man, fuck it. What's the side character nigga from Invincible? No, fuck. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. I'm trying to think of the fucking show. It's right on the tip of my tongue. Oh my god, it might be Invincible. Who the fuck? I'm trying to think, what other major comic shit besides Spawn? Obviously,
I was about to say Spawn.
Oh,
yeah, Spawn, Constantine.
Dude from Static Shock. Little white dude,
Ghost Rider.
I was about to say Spider-Man, but Spider-Man don't really have no sidekick.
They trying to make Miles a sidekick, and I don't.
They trying to make it, yeah, they, yeah. That was weird.
Not the year of our Lord 2024. I don't think so.
Bro, honestly and truthfully, I would say Pinky from Pinky and the Brain, or if we do. Look at Rob just takes recess. Rob just texted me and said he just woke up. If we add in a movie, then I think we got the easy lock in for sidekick, and that's Donkey from Shrek. so if we add in an animated movie, I think that would be obvious.
Nigga, I got you. I got you. Let's call some controversy. Here we go. Just for pod purposes only.
Here we go.
If we're thinking Toy Story.
Buzz
is it Woody
sidekick.
Or is it Buzz?
Buzz
Ooh,
is sidekick.
Buzz is sidekick.
But hold on. You're quick. Hear me out. Buzz did kind of become leader in 2 and 3.
I think Buzz is the... I think they're both MCs in the first movie. But once that first movie is over, it's a Woody story. Because the second one is all about the Roundup Gang, all that stuff like that. The third one... Woody is kind of preparing them for getting ready for the garage and stuff like that. And Buzz kind of is like a, come on, guys. And then Toy Story 4, Buzz ain't even in that movie. It's just Woody. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a good point. Good point. Good point.
I feel like for the overall arc of that thing, Woody is the MC and Buzz was just the hot new toy.
Yeah.
But then sidekick would be Buzz Potato Head?
I think it's still Buzz.
It's still Buzz. It's Buzz.
Yeah.
I'm gonna quit lying to myself. It's Buzz.
I'm gonna think so. If we throw our movies in there, or we do another 10 for movies, then we got Buzz, we got fucking Donkey, Easy, Mushu.
like the Disney stuff, like a Disney title is easy. Like, yeah, real easy.
Yeah.
Timon or Pumbaa.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a whole that's one sentence, sir. It's not Timon or Pumbaa. It's Timon and Pumbaa.
That's the answer for that. Because then you add what's the Danny DeVito joint in Hercules?
With the one in Hercules?
Danny DeVito in Hercules.
Oh, Phil. Phil's yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely psychic, yeah. 100%.
Yep. Agreed.
Okay, so I think we could. Okay, because otherwise we're going to be here all day.
I'm like, did we just pull the fucking Disney one like in 2 minutes?
Bro, we low-key did. Because we could still do some more for that, but I think, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's not just Disney because DreamWorks. Cause,
right.
Shrek or whatever, but then I would say Marty from Madagascar.
Eva from WALL-E.
Eva easily. Shoot, technically,
that Eva one is kind of a cheat code, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's only two people in the movie, though,
right? Yeah. Support the ass like a motherfucker, bro. You know, the way about it.
Will we say Bruno
from what?
What's it called? We don't talk about Encanto.
Oh, Encanto. I'm thinking of
the Incredibles now.
I'm trying to think of a Cars. What's his name?
Mater.
Mater, yeah.
Yeah, the truck.
Mater for sure.
Boo.
Boo from Monsters Inc.
No, a Boo from Aladdin.
Oh, Boo. Yeah, that makes. No, I would say Iago. Iago.
Yeah, Iago. Yeah.
Iago is the far sidekick, though. I get and show low key he's a better sidekick.
I mean, he's still a sidekick.
Hey, I fuck with that. I fuck with that spin. We do a Boo.
Gilbert Godfrey. Yeah. I will never forget that voice in my life,
bro.
Them reading smut is the craziest thing.
That's what I was just about to say. Did you see that tweet?
This girl hilarious.
Bro, wait. What tweet? What happened?
Bro, there was this girl that said, sometimes I think about masturbating to, what's the, to Iago reading smut.
And I was Gilbert Godfrey reading smut. No. Yeah.
I was like, what, bro? And that bitch went crazy viral, bro.
Done it too. He's read smut. Like,
bro, that's insane. Like, bro, how can you fucking rub one out to Gilbert Godfrey?
That's disgusting, crazy. Bro. Like, come on, man. We listen. As a community, bro, y'all a little bit too horny, and I don't want to know that you're horny, bro. We know too much about each other. Like, just calm down a little bit, man. I get it. Relax, y'all. Could have kept that in the drafts. Like, that's crazy. Bro,
that bitch was crazy, bro. I don't know. And the thing is, the amount of girls that was like agreeing. I was like, yo,
very once high. Again, I don't want to know that the girl I might have a crush on is literally tweeting and agreeing with that. That's crazy.
That shit was insane. I was like, who is fucking jacking? Who's masturbating fucking Gilbert Godfrey? Like, that shit is crazy. And we really dropping the ball. Genie is the side character in that. I don't know what the fuck we're thinking. like, how can we not do Genie as the side character?
Side character or support?
Definitely sidekick. And it was helping him out. Like, he was telling him, like, hey man, you can't.
So that brings up a better question. Like, is there a big difference between support and sidekick, or is there a lot of crossover?
I would say yeah. Because I think we just throwing the word sidekick out there in a sense, but I think it's all support, because if you go to the Oscars, it's best supporting actor. So it's like the person that supports them the most, I guess, in a sense. Because even in, not necessarily support, because in the Oscars, sometimes the villain
best supporting actor, yeah.
So it's really the best character from the show that's not the MC. And then if that's the case, that changes our whole list for all this shit that we just did.
Yeah, well, the thing too was that, so the difference for this, I guess, the list we're working on now versus the other one was that there was powers involved. So powers can make, like, could make you do a real easy separation of support versus being like a side character, because it's like you need some power to be support. Well, with the other list that we did, I'm like, this list is not about a power thing. So that's good. It's a good combo though.
I like that.
Were we missing anyone for the
Disney joint? We had, hold on, we said Donkey. We said
Donkey, Mater. Mushu, Mater.
Yeah, Donkey, Mushu, Mater. Who did we say? Donkey, Mushu, Mater. Genie, for sure. Timon and Pumbaa. Yes, we always got to have that one group. the two for everyone. Timon and Pumbaa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's the 5 locks. And then who did we say? We said Buzz. We said I think that's it for animated movies.
What about Cricket? From
funny as hell. Good point, though.
And then Dragon from Shrek.
She right.
Gingy. The whole fucking Muffin Man is
the whole fucking Muffin Man.
Who said Phil?
See, oh, yeah, Phil. So it makes sense, yeah.
So that's 6, 7, 8. Buzz, Jiminy Cricket, Phil. I definitely agree with her, Jimmy, for sure. Mm-hmm. And then we need 2 more.
We still need two more.
You said the Incredibles. I say Frozone, bro. I fucks with that.
Lucifer.
Wait, who?
Lucifer is the cat from Cinderella. It's a whole supporting character.
Lucifer, man. The cat?
From Cinderella. Yeah.
Hey Hey.
But that's going, that's DreamWorks, right?
That's Disney.
Right.
Or that Disney?
That's Moana.
I mean,
oh, yeah, Moana, way, true.
We just saying side.
I'm trying to, what's the raccoon's name? Miko? Not
Miko. Miko from Pocahontas?
Oh, yeah.
From
Pocahontas.
That's a whole supporting character right there. Mm-hmm.
But who's the best?
But who's the best?
Who's the best supporting character? Give me a second.
She has to look at her collection.
Bro, I like Buzz, Jiminy Cricket, Phil, Frozone, Donkey Mushu, Mater, Genie, Timon and Pumbaa, Pumbaa as one character.
Yeah.
And then we need that last slot. Baloo from Jungle Book. Sebastian from Little Mermaid.
Sebastian
from Little Mermaid. Bet it up.
Bet. Let me see. Yeah, DreamWorks too.
I don't want to just abruptly leave like that. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, bro. Tell everybody that you got to get out of here. You got to go be the strongest man.
In the planet, bro. You know what I'm saying? Trying to be the strongest nigga on this side of Earth. Earth 2024, you feel me? It has been a great return. This has been amazing. If y'all want to come slander me for my Sakura take, that is totally fine. Y'all can at me at Jaylee Trey this week or whenever this episode comes out.
Yeah,
just know to pull up to Shogo High on Friday at 8:30 p.m. EST. On Twitter Spaces or X Spaces or any X Spaces or whatever. Shout out to Chaotic Coaster. Shout out to the rest of the gang of It Mob. And you know, I'm out of here. I'm about to go get strong, niggas.
Hey, run that clinic.
All right, Jay. We'll see you later.
All right, y'all.
All right. So the suggestion for the last one was Chell from El Dorado. She was technically, because she is the supporting person in that.
I like Chell. Hold on, let's see. Let's do a vote. Chell. We got Olaf. We got Tinkerbell from Peter Pan. Sebastian, which you said now. Dory from Finding Nemo.
That's a good one.
I think that's the what's Rosie O'Donnell and Tarzan? What's her name?
She's a gorilla, right? In Tarzan.
I think it's Tantor or something like that. And then Baymax from Big Hero 6.
Ooh, Baymax is a good one. Damn, I think I would definitely put Baymax in the ring, but I'm like,
I like Baymax. I like Baymax and Tinkerbell is just so iconic. Same as Jiminy Cricket is so iconic.
I'm like, Baymax seems like a really good one. I'm like, Baymax is good. I'm like, it's funny because I'm just like, Charles is a good supporting character, and also a lot of people actually like her.
Especially her cosplays. I like that.
I feel like we could just add Chels. I don't see why not.
Chill. Okay.
Yeah.
So that gives us that 10 to round it out.
Yep.
Shit. We did that. We did 3 gimme 10s, and we talked in general about fucking, what you call it?
Madam Web.
Madam. Bro, they said, one of the lines was, did you say Web? Like, what? And then, so I haven't seen it, but like JB was telling me, one of the craziest things that kept happening through the movie was that Peter Parker was born And they kept on talking about, like, what are we going to name them? And every time they was about to say it, like, a train would ride by or a balloon would pop before they said that. And it's like, nigga, it's Spike. We all know his name. Like why do y'all keep bleeping it out? Like, but apparently, like, they said they made that into a whole thing. Like, every time they was about to say his name is Peter, they would, like, do something.
To yeah.
Bleep it out and stuff like that. And it's like, bro, we know like, who it is. Like, that shit is stupid. But yeah. Jay got up out of here, so I'm gonna let you plug yourself double up. Go ahead and plug.
All right. I'm like, y'all can find me at damn, I haven't done I think an outro in a hot minute. At Trino Forest, linktr.ee/00status. All my links are there, but as always, my bread and butter where I'm most active is Twitter. So that's at 00status. And yeah. I've been stopped paying for Twitter, but they still kept me. They let me keep the check. I don't know what's going on, but I'm not going to question it. So, yeah, I can't edit none of my tweets anymore. But the check's still there. The blue check is still there.
And that's all that matters. Love yeah. the check clips.
Yep.
I'm Scuba Steve. Y'all can follow me at ScubaSteve1428 on all social media. Shout out to everybody that we miss him. We missing Cam. We missing Rob. We missing Kid. We missing Keisha. We missing Hydro. We missing. Who else are we missing? Is that it?
I think so.
It. Yeah. And then shout out to Mel, Leroy. First of all, I should have said this at the very beginning of the podcast. Shout out to Dre, the new Patreon member. Shout out to Dre. And then shout out to Mark. Mark Fake, by the way. Let me tell y'all what's going on with Mark, bro. He been in Dallas this whole time. And I never knew.
You trying to fucking die?
I never knew. I never knew he was in Dallas this whole time. And he could have told us, and we could have been unlinked and hung out, had drinks and stuff like that. So not Mark, Matt. Matt, you in Dallas, bro. Let's go have breakfast and shit. But yeah, other than that, that's it. I'm gonna get up over here. Shout out
to we all out.
Time. We out.